Hi, everybody. I'm Jocelyn. I'm from Everyday Nerd Podcast. Okay, there are a couple things happening in the news, and you know what? Let's talk about it. First up, let's talk about the casting news. I know there's a lot of thoughts and opinions, but Robert Pattinson, yes, he started off in Harry Potter as Cedric Diggory. Then he became Edward Cullen's in Twilight. And what? Now he's going to be potentially our Batman in the new Batman series movies? What is happening here? Okay, I admit it. I was like, wait, what? Based on the fact of those two roles of Harry Potter and Twilight. So, okay, I wasn't being fair, all right? I wasn't being fair. But to be very honest with you, I have a problem with this casting. And it's not that I don't think he can do it. I just don't feel he has... I know it's going to sound negative, but I just don't feel he has that. I don't think he has enough demons, to be honest with you. Because when I think of Bruce Wayne, I think of Bruce Wayne dealing with all these inner demons, you know, and just this despair that he's just able to just maneuver and just move across. So with Robert Pattinson, I mean, granted, I have not seen his independent movies, so I've got to give him a fair chance in regards to that. But what I have a problem with and what I'm struggling to just even imagine is, like, if they were to do another Justice League movie with Jason Momoa as Aquaman, Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman, hopefully we'll figure out who is Superman. Is it still Henry Cavill? I don't know. But could you see him in the mix? Could you see him as one of their leaders? Because Batman is a leader. So could he be a leader, you know, with that type of cavalry? Yeah, you know what I mean. Could he actually be... I don't know, guys. I'm struggling. However, I did read an article that someone had suggested, well, what if he wasn't Batman but Terry McGinnis as far as Batman Beyond? That I actually I could get behind that because I do like the Batman Beyond story. If some of you are wondering, like, what's that about? It's about Batman in his older years being hidden. And somehow, you know, coming across Terry McGinnis, who then he trains and mentors as the new Batman. But I do like that Batman Beyond story. I think it's time. You know, my friend, my fellow podcaster, Lou P, he's always talking about Batman Beyond. So has Jesse and Gio. We've all talked about Batman Beyond. So I think it's time. I think they should bring out a Batman Beyond film and maybe put, you know, bring back Michael Keaton. I think that would be, that I would get beyond. Michael Keaton as Batman, because he was Batman. And then we can have Robert Pattinson as Terry McGinnis. Happy, happy, happy. My thoughts, I'd be happy. Okay. Yeah. And then you put Michael Keaton with Jason Momoa and Gal Gadot, because he's a lot older. He's wiser. He knows what's up. That I can get beyond. So give me your thoughts about what you think about just that idea. Anyways, there's one thing that I didn't like also was that there's a petition that's been going around for people to sign in regards to them protesting or not even wanting him to be Batman. I mean, I don't think that's right. I think personally, you know, yeah, okay, we're not so thrilled about it, but yet I don't feel it's right to sign a petition. Just let them, let's just see what's going to happen. Just give them a fair chance and let's just see. All right, Spider-Man Homecoming. So Spider-Man is coming out. It's supposedly the most anticipated movie of this summer. Now, I have to say, you know, some of the trailers I didn't watch yet because I kind of want to wait till the movie to be surprised. But what I'm excited about with Spider-Man is that it, you know, we've got questions. Like, if they came back, if the rest of the world went forward 5 years, but yet Peter Parker and the rest of them who had vanished, they come back to the time that they came back to, well then, isn't there like a conflict or a gap between time? Wouldn't we see that? How did that work out? Because wouldn't, okay, if Peter Parker comes back in 5 years to that moment, but yet Aunt May survived, then does that mean that Aunt May's like 5 years forward than him? Wouldn't life have changed? But what's interesting is that in this time around, Aunt May does know that Peter is Spider-Man. And we're gonna see him deal with the loss of his mentor, his friend, Tony Stark. Oh, that was heart-wrenching to see Iron Man die. But what I'm excited about, and I really want to see, is more of Nick Fury. Because we didn't get Nick Fury in Endgame. We only saw him as a little cameo towards the end. But we didn't see him in this movie whatsoever. So what I really want to see is the interaction, and hopefully with Nick Fury picking up mentorship, you know, being his mentor to Spider-Man that Tony was, I'm hoping to see that because he needs a mentor. He really does, to be able to understand his powers, what to do with it, you know. And if you think about it, Peter Parker, he is so much younger than the other Avengers that for Peter, he's probably going to be, that Spider-Man, he's probably going to be the leader of the next generation. Granted, I did see an article that said that Spider-Man is going to be the leader moving forward with the Avengers, with the multiverse. So what does that mean? You know, does it all center around Spider-Man? Like it's centered around Tony Stark? I don't know, but I'm excited about that. All right, and lastly, Disney Plus. Disney Plus is a new streaming system that's going to be delivered and serviced by Disney. We're going to get to see a TV show of sorts of Winter Soldier and Falcon. Now, here's the thing. If Captain America gave his mantle to Falcon, does that mean he's going to be flying with, you know, it's going to be Captain America with wings? Right? Is that what it's going to look like? I don't know. How is that? And what is the, you know, what is the interaction? And they're going to be partners. So I'm really excited as far as seeing, you know, seeing these two characters with Winter Falcon. I'm already, you know, look at, I'm already watching them together. Winter Falcon. Anyways, you know what I mean. What's it going to look like? A couple stories here and there. But it should be exciting. I'm excited to look for it. And lastly, that I want to make mention is Krypton. Krypton is coming out. It's on the Sci-Fi Channel, season 2. If you haven't seen it, it's going to be really good. Segel is the grandfather of Clark Kent, and it's his story. It's his story. It's his generation. We get to see the villains like Brainiac. We're going to get to see Lobo this season, which I'm excited about. I don't know too much about him, but I am going to watch him. From what I hear, he's going to be a really cool character. Oh, and as far as like General Zod, Zod is now in charge of Krypton. So what does that look like? Everything has totally changed as far as the timeline. So that's going to be coming out, and I'm going to talk about it later in the future. I'm going to show you a couple memes here that have been coming up, and I think they're pretty amusing and funny. But this one I really, really like. This meme is the, is Tony's, you know, that his light, his energy, where it says, you know, proof that Tony has a heart. And you can see all the other Avengers with their wrists, and they're wearing the red gloves and the white uniforms, and you can see it resembles just like that. I thought that was really poignant to see that, and I thought that was pretty cool. And then here's another picture, another image I thought that was really hysterical to me, is that this is a cosplayer dressed as Fat Thor. So I thought this was really hysterical. I can already picture and imagine this. This is probably going to be a very popular Halloween costume, as well as cosplayers. It doesn't look like it's hard to be this costume, but Fat Thor is pretty hysterical. All right, everyone. So I'm Jocelyn from Every Nate Nerd podcast page. You can find us on our website, www.TheEverydayNerdPodcast.com, and on Facebook, Everyday Nerd Podcast. We do a lot on Facebook. We put like recent news, memes, and different things like that. So just come check us out. All right, everyone. I'll see you again. Bye.